Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
Growing up on a farm was very good for me. You learn lots of things, of course, about work ethic, and there's so many lessons really in nature that apply to the spiritual realm. In fact, I'm convinced that the Creator of all things really built all of His principles into the world around us. And the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And everything that you see is a demonstration of His perfect power and wisdom. In the world that the Lord Jesus Christ was ministering in while He was on earth, the society by and large was a very agricultural society. They were farmers. They were people that worked in the soil, people that planted and grew crops and lived by that. So when Jesus started talking and using the language of the land, when He started using an object lesson from their farm, they understood exactly what He was trying to say. Today we come to a parable that is really a famous and familiar one, but I want us to take a long look at it. In fact, we're going to take two different studies to look at one parable, and we're doing that because that's exactly what Jesus did. In fact, He told the story publicly to a great multitude, and then after He and the disciples were privately in a certain place, they started asking Him questions about this parable. And He reiterated the entire parable again, this time with more explanation. Just a reminder that if you're really hungry after the truth, He always has more to say. That if you just want a good story, keep on moving. But if you want to know the spiritual truth behind the story, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ has much to say to us. And so we turn our attention today to Matthew chapter number 13. Now, you know that Matthew chapter 13 is full of a number of parables. The first of those is commonly referred to as the parable of the sower. Some people have said the parable of the soils, and you'll understand why in just a moment. It's found also in Mark chapter 4 and in Luke chapter number 8. Those are the parallel passages if you'd like to read them. But let's read Matthew's account beginning in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 3. The Bible says, "And He," that's Jesus, "spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." If you've ever planted a crop of any type, if you've ever had flowers, if you've ever tried to get grass to grow, you know that the soil matters, the ground matters. You can do a very diligent job, you can have the very best seed, you can give careful attention to it, but if the soil is not conducive to growth, very little fruit is going to come out of it. What's the bottom line? Remember, every parable has one great point. Every story has one primary spiritual truth. What is the point of this parable? It is this, that Jesus wants us to be good ground for God. You know, we say we want fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, of course, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Who wouldn't want those things in their life? Yes, we want fruit. The problem is usually not with the fruit. The problem is with the root. If we're not good ground, we can't expect the seed to do its work, the sower to accomplish what he wants to, and we can't expect the fruit to bring God great glory. So what do we learn today about being good ground for God? Well, first of all, the interpretation. Very simple. These are the basics. You have to know what is the sower, what is the seed, and what is the soil. The sower is not any man. The sower is Christ. He's the one telling the story. He's the sower that goes forth to sow. That's what he's doing in his teaching. He's planting the seeds of truth in the hearts and minds of people. And he's a faithful sower, and he's a good sower. He's just getting the truth out, which for the record, we all should be doing. Then you have the seed. What is the seed? Well, the seed is the Word of God. Think of the power of life in one small seed. A whole tree is in a seed, an entire crop in a seed. A field can be planted and multiplied, and much fruit come from one seed. Now, the Word of God is that life-giving power. And then the soil is the human heart. We're just a bunch of dirt. That's what we're saying. God made man of the dust of the ground. Yes, physically that's true. But we're speaking about spiritual things now. Your heart is like soil. It's either tilled up and prepared and soft and ready to receive the seed, to receive the truth, or it's hard. We'll come back to these four types of soil because Jesus identifies each of them and explains each of them. But for today, let's just get this settled. Christ is trying to put the Word of God in our hearts, and it matters if you're good ground for God. If that's the interpretation, what's the great revelation? Remember, something in all these stories about the Lord, Jesus is revealing that his passion is to put his truth in our hearts. By the way, what goes in comes out. So if the truth goes in and the soil is good and ready to receive it, the fruit will come. You don't work up fruit. You can't make fruit grow. You can't produce it. God's the great producer. But it only happens when the soil is prepared, when it's ready. I remember being with my grandfather as a boy, how much time he would take to till up the ground and to fertilize and to get all the rocks and all the weeds out. It seemed like an utter waste of time, but it wasn't. That preparatory work was absolutely necessary if the crop was going to do well and the fruit was going to come. Look, it paid great dividends when it came time for the reaping, when the harvest season came, but it began with getting the soil ready. I think very often the problem is not with the preacher preaching the truth. The problem is not with the truth that's being preached. The problem is that the hearts of the hearers are not ready. Did you hear the last verse we read together, verse 9? Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. He's not speaking of physical hearing. He's speaking of spiritual hearing, a readiness to receive and respond to the Word of God. And we'll come back to this. But don't miss the heart of Jesus. He wants to plant his truth in our hearts. So what's the great application? If we know that the sower is Christ and the seed is the Word of God and the soil is our own heart, the application must be this: be open to the Word. Be a teachable person. My wife said to me recently about someone, that person just continues to grow because he is teachable. Oh, for a teachable spirit, for a willingness to be reproved and rebuked and corrected and instructed, to not think we have all the answers, to be wide open to what the Lord is wanting to do in our hearts. I wonder today, would you say to the Lord, "Hear my Lord, send me"? Would you say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth"? Would you say, "Lord, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law"? Are you wide open to God? Would you pray today that the Lord Jesus Christ would use his word in your heart and that you'd be ready to receive whatever he has to say and ready to respond to it? Make up your mind, you'll be good ground for God. And I can tell you on the authority of the word of God, if you'll be good ground for God, God will bring his good fruit to bear in your life.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.